We're ready to go here on Thursday evening, and Brother Freedom's here. Father, we thank you for this wonderful evening, and we thank you for anointing Brother Freedom and touching the listeners. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, I just pray that you'll give me enough air tonight to speak. I pray that the anointing will be on me, and I pray that you'll let me release from my heart what you've spoken to me to do by my spirit, my human spirit, and you're going to bless me in it. So, Father, I just give you praise, I give you glory and honor, and I know that you're real, and I know you're very faithful. And there is a lot of different languages going on through this world today for the cause of Christ. Lots of different interpretations, a lot of different thoughts. A lot of people are very distant from one another. They're not no real closeness. Like it was on the day of Pentecost, everybody was in one spirit, one mind, one accord. Father, just pray that you move mightily this night. Lord, if out there tonight if some of you have a problem, I pray that you'll give it to the Lord right now, and I believe God will touch you in a mighty way. I pray that he'll meet your need. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, before I go any farther, I feel out there somewhere that you may have had trouble with headaches. And those headaches are really severe in you. I pray that, let me just share something from the bottom of my heart. And then I'm going to pray a prayer for anybody that's having trouble with headaches, neck hurts. I've had both. People that have necks are hurting. And I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to pray for Jennifer this night too. I'm just saying about 30 years ago. I used to get headaches. Real hard headaches. At the same time I had a neck injury. God healed me from it, but I went through a neck injury. But I was still having headaches. And every once in a while I just get splitting headaches. Just when I say, Lord, I want deliverance from it. Seemed like I just wait and then nothing's happening. But this afternoon I was working on a 977 53A, which is an 8 series 977. And I had the canopy off of it and the fuel tank and all the framework up over across the steering clutches and all that, the hydraulic tank, all that stuff loose. And I was getting down the back end I did have it all back together. And I grabbed a hold of my air hose that was hooked onto my truck for my air supply for my impact tools. And when I released the clip on it to release it, that hose slipped back of my hand, hit me through the head and face, and it brought blood through my nose, really a lot of blood. And I said, before I knew what I said, I said, I say to him, I rebuke you in this headache in the wonderful name of Jesus, and this headache to leave in Jesus' name. You know, Lord spoke to me so fast, he says, you're healed. And I was healed. But sometimes we have to take authority, and there's a time and a place, seems like a time is right for us. There's times and seasons, and that's what we need to be in God's timing. Sometimes we may have went many, many years and struggling something, and God wants to heal you, but some of us never really find out that God is really wanting to heal us, and we're still struggling with the problem. And out there tonight, if there's anyone that's got neck injury, headaches, I believe right now, Father, in Jesus' name, any headaches, neck injury, take away the pain, heal this night in a very special way, in a very lasting way. And Father, I just pray that you do a thorough work in their hearts. Touch their minds. Touch their being. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. But God is real. And we're living in an hour when there's a lot of, I guess, different beliefs is all I can figure it out, because I'm seeing all kinds of Christian programs. Some of them I don't agree with, but I still watch. I try to watch with an open mind. But I still believe that there's a focus is on dollar bills. I think there's a focus on names, getting the reputations, all these things. I'm just saying, I think this, what I see. I'm not judging, but I just say what I see. And there's a lot of emphasis in certain areas When I really believe that we're supposed to preach the whole gospel of Christ, even if we don't have the Holy Spirit, we should be not just staying just in love chapter, but you should be in about you're living an overcoming life. You should be telling and also preaching once in a while about Jesus coming and His power, His anointing, and all these things. I think there's more to it than one message. And I've been listening to some of the same ones for a couple of weeks now, and it's basically pretty much the same. Other than there's one that he changes a lot, and he's probably a pretty good preacher. And his son's pretty good too, so there's probably some good people on there. But what I want to say mostly, what God's laid in my heart, is coming is soon. Now, we have to go what the Word says. And Jesus, when they told the disciples, came to Jesus in the 24th chapter of Matthew, He says, what's the signs you're coming be? And in the 24th chapter of Matthew, He speaks it out. He says, all these things come to pass. That's the coming, my coming is soon. And all these other things have come to pass, but I believe that one area where we're, and it has to be some ingredient that makes this where there's going to be a many people's going to miss it. And it's not a great large point, but it's just enough to take us where we missed the mark. I truly believe that the number one cause, I've said from day one, it is about the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit is something that will keep us all intact always. I believe that the Holy Spirit, with having Him in us, it's a way of keeping us centered, keeping us focused on the Lord our God in heaven, that we might be a prosperous and a very profitable life in the Lord Jesus Christ, that we might learn to live above reproach. And I believe the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost is that one. But it seems like everybody is sort of, they say it, but you don't see any works. It's like I went to revival in January, I guess it was, and all they was just praying for revival. But you know, if God were moved, it just scared them to death, and then everybody just left. That's true. You know, they didn't want that in there. That's what I'm talking about. The Holy Spirit works in people. Not really nothing mystical about it, nothing else. You get people moving through the Spirit, you're going to have a revival. And they may not have the quality of know-how, the IQ of these, that's all this other, but they know the Spirit. And I truly believe that that Spirit is the part that each one of us needs daily. We need that refreshing. That greater is He that's within me than He is in the world. It gives us that place of dedication, seeking God. And the Bible says, building up yourself in the whole most holy faith, pray in the Holy Ghost. And 1 Corinthians, then it's 12, and it says, for the edifying, when we speak in tongues, edifies us. But we need the edifying. I don't care what these fundamentalists say, but we all need edifying. We're a sort of carnal until we get moved upon by the Spirit. And then we're different. We're totally different. Revival comes, right? Revival, you know, in about 2 days, you're going to be, and people that were just, wow. I'm going to tell you a little story. When I went to Haiti, I went down there and I didn't really want to go to Haiti. The man that sent me to Haiti, he was a new beginning Christian, but I did a favor for him that, and New Year's Day actually, and I didn't charge him no pay, didn't charge him anything because he needed help. The Lord told me to help him. So it touched this man so his heart in such a way that about 6 months later, he heard about they're going to send some people to Haiti. And he says, that'd be just wonderful. You should go. And I said, I don't fit in those kind of places. He says, oh, he says, you need to go. So anyway, I finally went. When I got to Haiti, I found out I really didn't fit either. They put me off by myself. And I remember going to a place that had a chicken coop as the church house. But God moved mighty. Help us to the glory of God. Was there real? And the barb, it was not woven wire, was the walls. And it was just a see-through building. We had church. And when I prayed for the needs of those people that night, this interpreter there, he says, you're reading their mind. You're reading them. I said, well, it's not me. The Spirit of God's here. But God moved in that simple little place. Now, the rest of the people, they went to this gigantic church, big church. And I guess they didn't have much for service, but they went anyway. God doesn't always move the way that we want Him to move. And that's what I believe that's what we're hearing this last hour. The people that that's a lot of time and strategy in the church service, they figured out that they want God to move exactly in their church service Sunday morning. They want God to move, but they want to go in their sort of, they got a little bit of handle on it. But you know, the Holy Spirit, you don't have nothing on it. I mean, He's the one. I learned that. So I went through Haiti that week, and I rode the back end of a van, and I sat on people, I was just like a spare tire. All their old dirty clothes, I was back there with it, and the rest of them been laughing. You know, I mean, I was just like I didn't fit in. So I went all week that way, and I started grumbling the Lord about it. I said, you know, my wife's home this week, and I'd not rather be at home with her. And I went down there. I told the Lord that. The Lord said, well, you still got a couple more days. And I said, that's not very much. I'm just sorry, Lord. It's not been that good down here for me. You know, I said, I've seen the things, but I've really got buried 1-to-1. So they had this full gospel businessman leader there in Port-au-Prince. And this man was a Canadian, and he was the president. And he just didn't like me at all. I mean, he was just, when he seen me, he seen daggers. He make sure I got out of his way. Well, they was planning this great big banquet. That's what full gospel, they call them banquets. Well, I went to the upper room. They had the night that they asked if anybody wanted to go, and I went. And I had a word for them. 120 pastors were very astonished. Some little mechanic could come up there and give a word, but I did. The Lord gave me a word. And I think it touched their hearts. And that was about the best thing that happened that fought was so far. So next night we went to this full gospel businessman meeting, and when I got there they seemed to be curving the back of this great huge auditorium. But I was curving the back, everyone, there was no, just me, and we was having, or, you know, and I was just, and I'll tell you what, I was having a pity party. I was feeling sorry for myself. I really was. I said, Lord, I mean, I've been rode the back, got my clothes all ruined, everything, because of, you know, people have just been so, sort of let me know where I am, and the Lord says, it's not over till it's over. You remember that? The glory of God. God says, remember, I'm in control. Now, they may not be working in my spirit, but you're working in my spirit, so I'm telling you, hang on. There's going to be some fun pretty soon. That's what the Lord told me. Boy, I can feel the anointing. I feel that. I can feel now the Spirit of God in my... Oh, I can't. It's so gigantic, powerful. God comes down... When the glory comes upon you. And then the Lord starts speaking to me. Don't worry. I've got it under control. If I give you the okay, you just go for it. And I said, okay, I can do that. I can do that. I can go for it. I said, amen. I like it. He said, oh, I said, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised what's going to happen. The Lord, he starts kept coaching me a little better. He said, don't worry. This is going to take place. This is what you came down here for. That's why you come here all this whole 10 days for tonight. It'll be that good. Yep. So, pretty soon this Henry Wobble was his name. He got up and he's told how fine these people were that was on the front table. You've ever been to full gospel ministry? All the important people are at the front table. All the non-important people are way back as far as they can get them. Well, I was back in the farthest, the back beyond that. I was back where the cooks were. I was back, way back there. Feel sorry for myself. No, I wasn't then. I was getting happy. God was getting me already in shape. See, God, catch something there real fast, and it don't make any difference while you was, it lightened you very fast and very quick, and you're just like a total over, makeover within an instant. And I truly believe that's what's going to happen when we go to glory. I mean, it's going to be so happy that in an instant I'm going to be, glory's going to be upon me. That's why we need the Holy Ghost. Because it's going to be so, I'm going to be in this, and that's it. Good glory. Goodbye, old world. Goodbye, good world, because I'm on my way to heaven. Hakamish, the glory. And that's what's going to happen. I went to Kelowna, Canada that year. God knows what he's doing. I went to Kelowna, Canada because a fellow named Jess wanted me to go up there and look at some scrapers. But I went to Kelowna, Canada, and I got up there. I rejected the 631s. I said, they're not very good. And this guy that we went with, he said, how could you do that? It's cost us a lot of money to get you up here. And I said, well, I don't know. I'm not that, that's not my department. But they're not very good. You've got dirt in your lines. You've got filth in them. You've got troubles. And I said, I wouldn't want to be around them. And he came to my, one of the men I went to. This is Kelowna, Canada. And what can we do to get him to change? And Jess said, I don't think anything will change him. He said, well, we can get him drunk tonight. I said, I don't drink. Well, you don't. I said, no, I don't drink. I believe I'm the temple of the Holy Ghost. And I believe that God, we're just going to honor him, keep this body in all times consecrated toward heaven. Because God can speak to you at any moment. There in Haiti, that moment was then. And this Henry got up and he says, there's another fellow. He says, I don't even know where he's at. He said, something tell me he's got to get up and say where he's found anyway. And I just got up and says, well, I just thank God this year. I said, did a lot of air miles. I said, I've been to Kelowna, Canada. I said, to Peoria, Illinois. I've been to Dallas, Texas. I've been to Phoenix, Arizona, Ogden, Utah. And there was just a lot of places I've been. But when I said Kelowna, Canada, God, through the Holy Spirit, this man was over here all these years. It was backslidden. He came down his heart and spoke to him. He says, you know, Henry, I'm speaking to you. Where are you from, Henry? Kelowna. He says, yeah, that man is going to heal you tonight. Why did you treat him like you did? You're going to tell the crowd now. So he got up and confessed this before the crowd there. Gave me a perfect setting. The glory of God is real. The other fellows that started to slap him, they're back here. This president says, I want everybody that wants a prayer need, you come up here with me. And there must have been 150 prayer needs. Brother Clint, it was wonderful. How come I see the glory of God came down? Because I waited on the Spirit. How come I see the Spirit of God brings us alive and real, and he's faithful. And Henry had a heart attack. When I prayed for his heart, they took him back. Doctor, his heart was mended. And a year later, I seen Henry in Reading, and he says, his heart, life had been changed. But going back to Haiti now, but that night, from that time on to the time we left that plane, I couldn't get rid of Henry. Henry stayed on me 24 hours a day. God didn't turn around. See, God took this one that literally hated me. He didn't know why, but he was at odds with me because I had what he needed. And the enemy was in him. The enemy had gotten into him, and the enemy now had was released. And when this happened, God had a field day there and filled him. That's his heart, changed his whole life. Everything about it, Henry, was changed. We just had a gigantic, I had a very fruitful, the last 3 days were very fruitful in Haiti. They had, the rest of the people, they had nothing. Because everything never done in just for show anyway. But God give me an everlasting. That's still not the end of the story. I got to the airport. The Holy Spirit is so real. When I'd eat breakfast every morning at Port au Prince, I'd see this man and about four or five men there, and they'd smile at me, and this one man really smiled at me all the time. I just thought he was friendly. And so I got to Port au Prince. The Spirit of God told me, says, see that man up there? He's way up there on a high balcony. Now I'm going to back up my story a little bit. We'll back it up. God really meets your need if you'll stand true. He may be making your enemies at peace with you. He'll bless you. He'll bless your socks off. He'll bless you wonderfully. And there's no other way in this world that no one can do these things. Only unction by the Spirit of God. And when I come into that airport, the president, the chapter where I came from, the town, he was sort of one of these different type people. And he was the bossy type, which is hard to me. I didn't care. He'd be boss. I don't care. But he come to me and says, you're going to keep these all these bags. And this big Haitian, two of them. I never seen such a big Haitian in all my life. He must have been 6'8", maybe close to 7 foot. And the love of God is all over both of them. And they come back and got me by the arms. Says, we just love you. We want to take you up in the head of this line. And I said, that's going to make people upset. He says, that's what we're doing. And boy, there was people swearing and cursing. I said, you've got to get your attention. He said, this is for you. And they just sort of rubbed everybody in their noses. They let them know that I was their friend. See, God made this happen. When I got to the end of that line and hear all these bags that I had, Nate says, leave those other bags for these other people, make them take their own bags up. I just got my bag, and I took mine up, and they told those other people, you go back there and get your own bags. He's got his own. He don't need your bags. And it was really something. How God can take care of you. I mean, they wrote on me, stomped on me, but God gave me an elevation. How come? The glory of God, that's what he does. He elevates us. He brings us to heavenly places. He breaks us. And when there was, I'd have been a cat. If I hadn't had the Holy Ghost, I'd have been shot. I've been terrible. I've been upset. But the Holy Ghost has nothing. Oh, my son's not over yet. How come is she? Glory of God. There still wasn't over them. I looked around, seen that balcony up there. The Lord says, why don't you go up there and pray for him? Pray for that man. I know when God tells me. So I said, okay, I'll just work on. The bags are already taken care of. And those Haitians told me, don't you worry about nothing. These other people, they take care of themselves. You just go ahead. I told them I was going up there. And I said, that's fine. If you need us, we'll be up there. Maybe help you. I mean, God, really. They might have been angels from the Lord. I don't know. I got there and I said, sir, I'd like to pray for you. He said, my partner is dying. My last partner that I came over here with from Lexington, North Carolina. He died. And I said, well, I'm going to pray for your friend. And I believe God's going to keep him from death anyway. And I said, you can have the peace if God's going to be with you. So I prayed, and boy, God, heaven just came down. The glory come down. This man told me, he says, you know, before you leave, he says, I've been watching you all the time you've been here. And I give this to the Lord. He says, I've never seen a man that I see the Spirit of God on like I have you. Day after, he told me this. His name was Noah Fry. He says, I'm a pastor, Lexington, North Carolina. Spruce Street Church. He said, I feel something to you I never felt. No, he told me that. Never been with him about 2 minutes. But it's the Spirit of God. It's the Spirit of God. What I'm saying, the Spirit is what does all these fine synchronies you couldn't do it. You couldn't plan it. Everything was working perfect. Now, the day before, everything was, I thought, but that's the way life is. If we hang on to God, it's the pathway of the just and the shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. We're going to have some fretting. But Peter, it says, if we'll keep waiting, that's like Job. That day gets to end and your persecution ends. God sees it. You don't need persecution no more. You need elevated. You need, life change. God don't want you to suffer no longer. He wants you to be elevated from heaven. He wants you to have the glory crown. He wants you to have the anointing. He wants you to have the glory that only God can do. It comes through the power of the Holy Ghost. It comes real. My voice is getting better because the Holy Ghost is here. He's here to help you. He's here to demonstrate it, that He is God. He's real. And that's our problem. We don't let Him move. See, I was just a little simple nobody. I let Him move. So when we got to Miami, we was being checked through there, had the immigration and all that. Here He comes by and He waves at me like that, and He lets me know. He says, I mean, He's going to call me and all that. And I give Him my phone number. We got out of Miami, Brother Ray Pittman was right next to me. And that starboard engine, something happened to that engine. I knew it. I said, Brother Ray, will you pray with me? I said, that's something wrong with that motor, that turbine. So we prayed. I said, God's going to verify what I'm telling you is right. We've had about another 30 minutes. And the captain says, we got to take a forced landing at Houston, Texas. We've got troubles. I said, Lord, who come a sitting amongst you, Mashiach? I've seen you do the impossible, and I want them, after they check this engine over, to find no trouble. After they take all the tests, no problems. Can you do that, Lord? And we'll do it. See, you got to have, these people all talk about faith. You got to have the faith where you need it. Supernatural things. Money is just very trivial anyway. But when you're dealing with life itself, people on that plane that need the passage home. I was where I should be, and that plane made it. I know it. And that plane started, I felt that engine just vibrating just terribly. And the pilot says, I'm going to have to feather that engine. And we just kept going down. We got to Houston there. We didn't go into Hobby. We went into the main airport. And they had all the fire trucks out there. They had all the equipment there, foam and everything in case something happened. It was a DC-10, too. DC-10L, I think it was, stretched. And we got down the runway. The pilot said, we've made a good, smooth landing. We're okay. No fires. So I don't know what happened. The oil pressure left. That means probably wiped the whole engine up. So they just waited back there, and the mechanics there, the airline mechanics said, we're gonna check it first. So would everybody stay on board? We're just gonna check it out. It took them about 3 hours. They couldn't find nothing wrong with it. So they put it in almost, it didn't make no vibration at all on the runway then. And said, I don't think nothing wrong with it. And the pilot says, I said, I guess I'm just seeing things wrong. But he said, I know there was no oil pressure. It was God, what it was. It was God. God. He was up there in that airplane. He knows, because He wanted it for His glory. See, God gets glory when He touches someone. When they're hurting, when they're sick, and when you'll give it to Him and He gets to touch you, my child, that's okay, that's what I'm for. I'm your healer. I'm your father. I'm the one that loves you. I want to help you through life. I see a lot of pitfalls you're in, and I want to help you. I want to be the one that will help you this time. And you, from now on, all the time, the rest of the part of your life, until I take you home, I want you to remember that they that wait upon me, they shall renew my strength, and I'll bless them. And I'll move upon them. Only I can do these things. But it takes the woman of my body spirit. It's the unction. I give the Holy Spirit to be here upon her, to be that. He is the one that helps my people. Thus, my people have withheld Him where He can't do nothing. Many say they don't need Him. They don't need nothing He has. And other churches say He's the troubles in the churches because they got some people that should have been told that they wasn't to move out of the Spirit. But the Holy Spirit got all the wrong things said about Him. He did nothing wrong. He's very careful. But He is your strength. And when I got to San Francisco, that pilot says, I think this engine's better than it's ever been. He says, it's never fluctuated a bit. My God is real. Oh, come and see to the brother Fripper, believe with me too. We knew that God touched it. When I got there, my folks was waiting for me in San Francisco, took me home. Next morning I was going to go to Full Gospel Ministry and breakfast. And right about the time I was going to get up and go to breakfast, phone rang. Noah Fry from Lexington, North Carolina. And he told me, he says, that really touched his heart. See that we have the Holy Ghost It's nothing to me, but we can touch people. We can help them in our own character. We make clumsy mistakes, but the Spirit of God doesn't make any mistakes. So when you start walking by the Spirit, it pays off. And He keeps us in a place that we can live comfortably. My grandmother used to say, "You boys be comfy." She meant comfortable. My brother and I, she'd say, "Be comfy." And it was just the way she said comfortable, comfy. But that's, God wants us to be comfortable in the Spirit. God wants us to realize that we've got a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And He's the one, I believe, that wants to be with us these very last hours before. He wants to be actually identified with us in such a way that we walk according to Him. And we look to Him because we realize He is what I need. He's that direction that only He can give. He is that way maker. He's that loving kindness, that full of Hakamash, the glory of God. He's upon you in a mighty way. I pray that God will bless this night. And I pray for Jennifer right now. I pray for her neck. I pray to be healed. In Jesus' name, I pray for all these people. I pray for the body, the aches and the pains this night to leave. Whatever your need is tonight, I pray that God will heal you in a mighty way. I pray that the healed eyes from heaven. Father, I come against principalities, powers of darkness. The things from to come against your people. I pray that they be set free. I pray for that person having heart trouble. I pray that heart will come back to normal. I pray for that blood pressure to come to normal also. I pray, Lord, that Thy will be done. I pray You move upon Your people in a mighty way. And You'll move in a great things. For that one has really felt like almost they need to take their own life. I pray that You deal with that person right this very moment. Let them know that You love them. That You want to help them. And You love them so much You don't want them to take their own life. Because if they take their own life, they're going to be tormented by the tempter forever. Father, we come with gifts. We pray that You lift that person up in heavenly places. By the Spirit of God, I pray that You'll send angels, if need be, right now. Rescue that person in a mighty way. Let them know that You're real. And let them know that You're ever real. What is making the effort? What the skeptics say? You're the same You was yesterday, the same ever. You don't change. Father, I pray for a mighty unction, Your Spirit upon Your people in a mighty way. I pray that You lift Your people, the spirit of laughter upon Your people, the joy of the Lord can be our strength. And Father, I pray for Your people in a mighty way. And for those that meet Jesus as a Savior, I pray they'll accept Jesus as their personal Savior. They'll be ready when You come through the clouds of glory. Father, I just praise You this night. I praise You for Your goodness. I praise You for the anointing. I pray that You're real. I thank You in Jesus' name. Amen, and amen, and amen, and amen, and amen.